You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no time or what clue it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America from me, Andy Dorf. Wow, what a weekend, people. What a weekend. I gotta say, at the beginning of the weekend, All-Star Weekend was disappointing me because of the events of how the festivities took place on Saturday and how it all went down with the dunk contest. But man, oh man, did they deliver with the new format of the NBA All-Star Game. Holy cow. Wow. Very impressive. The new format was a total score, would become wind up coming up with a total where you add 24 points in the fourth quarter. I'll explain it during the show. It's amazing. It was actually wound up being extremely entertaining. Some other things did happen in the world of sports. Obviously a great weekend in college basketball. We'll get to all of that. Major League Baseball guys are reporting, so I can't wait to discuss that a little bit. NFL, man, oh man. We can always talk about the NFL, and I can't believe, like, I seriously can't believe people in Dallas want this guy, Dak Prescott, maybe not to be on their team, leading the way for them. Always can talk NFL. Always. Man, oh man. All right. Getting started, getting loose. So much to get into, and obviously, I'm going to start with the NBA All-Star Weekend. So keep it locked in, everybody. Weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog die? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got four free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
ball. Capella, a screen on Green against the switch, and West has got the defensive assignment. Ball with the bounce. Westman turned an ankle, and the shot by Chris is in. Chris has got 20.
But I think the format was great. I think the fans did a great job of reacting to it in a very positive way. And, you know, for me to be the captain of the team, Steph being a captain of his team and us doing that, you know, that draft, it was something that hadn't been done before. And the great thing about our commissioner, he's absolutely okay with trying something new, you know, to change the format. And it definitely worked out for everybody. It worked out not only for the players, not only for the league, but for our fans, for everybody. It was a great weekend, and we capped it off the right way.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Extremely well said by one LeBron James. Man, oh, man. I couldn't have said it better myself because, quite frankly, the format absolutely played out to a T, baby. And I'm going to explain it to you. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, get at me in several different ways. Follow me. Check me out on Twitter and obviously the Facebook, all the social media stuff at Dorf on Sports. And let me tell you something. This was something that I'm watching the game. I'm saying to myself, I don't know if I like it. I don't know. It seems like the same thing. And, you know, they're just out there alley-ooping, dunking, and this and that, and there's no defense being played. But all of a sudden, the way that this new format really kicks in, okay, there are a couple different things that I thought were kind of cool in retrospect when I think about it. First and foremost, I think this is awesome no matter what, whether they change the format or not. Every quarter was worth $100,000, and they were donated to local charities there in Chicago, which is cool. Host city's obviously going to get that those charities and that awareness to them. I love it. Something that they'll implement all over the place when they take it to each and every city from now on. Great stuff. So each quarter became worth something. So what they also did is they hit the reset button each quarter too. So you were starting from zero, but not really. Okay, so just hang tight with me on that. But for all practical purposes, you could win each quarter. And then you could win the game as well. So the way it worked was is one quarter, you start over. Quarter two, you start over, but you keep a running score going. Third quarter happens, and in this case, nobody won it because they tied in the third quarter. So they double down on the fourth quarter, and then the game becomes worth that also as well. So you wind up playing for like $300,000 for those particular parts of the basketball game because each quarter was worth $100,000, and then the win was worth $100,000. So there you go. You come up with your $500,000. Giannis's team wound up giving out $100,000, and then the eventual winner was Team LeBron. 157-155 is the final score, and believe me, it was as close as it sounds. Let me explain it, which, again, I'm watching this. I don't know how it's going to play out, and quite freaking frankly, man, I'm a fan. Could not have played out any better. Absolutely could not have played out any better. Okay, so the way it works is this. At the end of three quarters, you add up your total points, and the leading team, you add 24 points. And why is this? Because of Kobe Bryant. And quite frankly, man, I love what they did there too. Magic Johnson led the way with the Kobe Bryant tributes. And then they continued with Common, Shaka Khan, you name it. Everybody was doing their part. Devin Booker with that sweet gear that he was wearing to honor Kobe Bryant. Man, oh man. Unbelievable the tributes for Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, obviously. And again, not to be forgotten, the other seven passengers on that helicopter. Like, all those people were doing amazing things, man. But obviously, All-Star Weekend, one Kobe Bryant is going to be honored, and it's going to be, like, mad crazy for him, which I thought was cool. Okay, so here's what happens now. So at the end of three quarters, you add up your total points, and for the East, or not the East, they don't do that anymore. Which, I'm curious, you can always get on me on Twitter on that. Do you like the old school format, East versus West, or do you like the new format now with the new twist, which, quite frankly, whether it was East or West, and with this new twist, I'm gonna like it, man. I'm gonna be a fan. Okay. So what happens is, fourth quarter comes around, they add those 24 points to your total, and that becomes the total number that has to be achieved by either team. So you can be down, like for in this instance, I believe the score was like 133, which is how they came up with the number of 157, and I think that team Giannis was up 133 to like 123 or something along those lines, 125, whatever it was, okay? They're 9 points. That's what they were up. They were up 9 points. So it's 133 to 124. That was the score going into the fourth quarter. Okay, so here's now the cool part about the fourth quarter. Okay, so they add the 24 points to the team that's winning. They come up with a grand total of 157 points. Two teams have to then battle that out. So that other team needs to make up the 9 points, obviously. And then they need to score that total as well. So it puts a little bit on them. But also, they started to play defense. And then the cool part about it is there's no game clock. There's a shot clock, but there's no running clock. So this thing can go all night if guys want to. And I'm telling you what. They played defense. It was fun. It became a game. And it became like, you could see dudes, it meant something to dudes. Like, they were getting after it, man. Guys were taking charges. I'm not kidding, man. Guys were taking charges in an all-star game. Kyle Lowry, dude came up with two huge offensive calls late in that ball game, which kept Team Giannis in that game. And quite frankly, I think to a certain degree, Team Giannis ultimately choked a little bit. You know, you're up 9 points, you got to get 24. The other team needs to get obviously 33. They got to come up with that many more points than you do. So it to me, man, I wasn't sure I was going to work out, but at the end of the day, gotta tell you what, I gotta be totally 100% serious. Dorfman is 100% down with the new format. I think they should run with it. I think they should roll with it. You could go back to East and West with it. It makes no difference. Because at a certain point, this game means something. And dudes took it like that, and it was fun to watch. And if they didn't mess up the All-Star slam dunk contest on Saturday with what the judges did, that would have been the best dunk contest of all time. And it goes down as one of the best dunkers, like the dunks that they were doing, Gordon and Jones, those are some of the best dunks I've ever freaking seen in my life, man. So it was one of the best dunk contests that I've ever seen and one of the worst judging performances that I've ever seen in the history of sports, to be honest with you. It was awful, man. But quite frankly, the NBA delivered. They absolutely delivered. Really good stuff. All right, I know I got to take another pause for the cause. I'll come back. I'll continue rapping about the sports world. You know that's what the Dorf Man likes to do right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back.
Paul, to Luke, back to Prince, four on the shot clock.
3 minutes.
Paul, the move. Rich Gobert on skates. That's just not fair.
Wetzel, great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the count. On the finish, Wetzel just popped it up there for him. Set that one on the tee.
Green looking to the front court.
Here's LeBron.
James, catch, fire, ball game. He did it. LeBron James wins it for Cleveland.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorn.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Giannis, right to the middle, right to the rim, and one. Beautifully done. Giannis just said, I'm going to take that in there, and the foul is on Jokic.
Lowry with 10, 9, 8, gets it to Kawhi, drive, pull up, jumper, banks it in, and raises his fist. Kawhi Leonard banks home a 16-footer. Toronto up 127-125.
Schroeder to give it in to Westbrook. Westbrook over to George. George got the five up. Three on the way. He's gone with 3.1 seconds. George gives the Thunder the two-point lead.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dore.
Welcome back in, my people. Holy cow, what a weekend. NBA basketball, man oh man, did not disappoint, delivered in a major way with the new format. Team LeBron, 157. Team Giannis, 155. Not to be, and here, you know what, I just got me a couple of final thoughts on this, and then I am going to transition into some NCAA basketball to break that down a little bit for you, because that also, quite frankly, is pretty awesome stuff right now. Excited about March Madness. Really excited about March Madness, to be honest with you. But I got to talk about Giannis. And look, everybody knows Dorfman's from the great state of Wisconsin. Okay? Born and raised in the great city of Milwaukee. And I am a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan, but I'm also objective. Got to be when you're in my spot. And quite frankly, I think that Giannis, he tries too hard, man. And when you're trying really hard and you're going up against the other guys that are the best players in the world too, I think that sometimes it's going to bite you in the butt. I feel like he doesn't let the game come to him enough yet. So I think that that's something that I really hope that he learns before the end of the year. Cause ultimately I think that, dude, I don't care about MVPs. I don't care about MVPs for all-star games, although obviously it'd be nice because he is one of the best players in the world. But I want those chips, man. I want those rings. I want that guy to be in Milwaukee for a long, long time. And I want to see this guy know how to win. It's a process, man, in any sport. I coach tennis, so I see it all the time. And it's a struggle to watch. I got to be honest with you, man. It's tough. It's tough when you're a coach and you're sitting there watching. You know what you need to have happen, and your players or your player just they can't execute it for you. So it's to me, man. That's going to be the biggest. That's the biggest hump the Milwaukee Bucks need to overcome. They're incredibly good in the regular season. We all know that. Statistically, this team is better than that Golden State Warrior team that was obviously breaking records. And Milwaukee looks damn good too, man. 46-8. They're not going to have any record-breaking stuff happen, okay? Not going to happen. But they're really good, and they're that number one seed. They're the overall number one seed. Nobody's going to win more games than them. I think that they've made that statement. The next statement is can you win the championship? Can you get some chips, man? Can you keep Giannis in Milwaukee? Will championships be going through Milwaukee? Those are all legitimate questions. So I what I learned is like when he's playing against the best players in the world, he's one of them, but he's still trying a little too hard. Game's not coming naturally to him all the time. So yeah, that's my takeaway. Again, All-Star Weekend was fantastic. And if you aren't a fan of Kobe, and if you are a fan of Kobe, it was extremely special either way. I got news for you. And his imprint was just felt. His presence was felt in several different ways, especially with the new format. Guys were just getting after it, man. Dorfman appreciated it. I really did. Really appreciated it. All right, I do want to talk some NCAA basketball. I got to get that under wraps as well. San Diego State, the only team that's still undefeated. They do win 72-55 over Boise State. Villanova 76-56 over Temple. Oregon 80-62 over Utah. Iowa 58-55 over Minnesota. Those are your scores from Sunday. On Saturday, Baylor 70-59 over West Virginia. Gonzaga, and Baylor number one in the country, by the way. Gonzaga 89-77. That's your number two team in the country over Pepperdine. Kansas 87-70 over Oklahoma. Clemson shocking Louisville a little bit, 77-62. And I think that Louisville kind of a little bit struggling down the stretch, losing two in a row on the road. So just something to watch toward the end of the year and into tourney time. Dayton, that's a pretty good basketball team, 71-66 over UMass. They get it done. Notre Dame loses to Duke 94-60. Florida State 80-77 over the Cues. Maryland 67-60 over Michigan State. Definitely a down year for Michigan State. But does that mean they have a tournament run in them? That's an interesting question, right? I don't think so, but time will tell. Seton Hall, look out for them. They did go down to Providence, 74-71 was the final there, but I do like Seton Hall. That's a good team, and that was a road game too. Auburn 73-85, another team that loses on the road to Missouri. Kentucky beating Ole Miss. That was a tight game. That was a good game. That was fun to watch. 67-62 Penn State, 77-61 over Northwestern. Colorado, 69-47 over Oregon State. Georgetown beating Butler, 73-66. That's a nice win for Georgetown on the road, by the way. Houston, 73-72 losers at SMU. Rutgers beating Illinois 72-57. Creighton 93-64 over DePaul. Oklahoma State beating Texas Tech 73-70. And Alabama beating LSU 88-82. And the theme kind of over the weekend in college basketball was that a lot of the teams that were higher ranked went down. And a lot of them had some tough road games, you know. Anytime you play teams in your conference, I think it's a little bit more difficult. I don't care whether you're supposed to beat them or not. I do think it's a little challenging because you know each other pretty well. But I still think that's no excuse for a team like Texas Tech to lose to Oklahoma State or LSU to go down to Alabama. Again, you're going to lose some of those, but for the most part, you do have to, beat those teams that you're supposed to. Look out for a team like Colorado. I think they may have a run in them in March Madness. They're athletic. They can get up and down the court. They defend pretty well. They're long. If I didn't say they're athletic. And if you don't get my point, I maybe have to say it more than once because you don't necessarily know how athletic a Colorado basketball team can be, and they're pretty athletic. Penn State, I think they're going to be a tough out this year for some reason. I think they're pretty good. I mean, 20-5 on the season, 10-4 in the Big Ten, right there, you know, for the taking for them. You got to be impressed with them right now. You really do. Maryland's another good team in the Big Ten. Shocking they're in the Big Ten, but they are. So, Michigan State, that's my team that I'm kind of scratching my head about. And, you know, early in the year, Michigan, with my man Juwan Howard, who is now the coach there, they were getting a lot of love, man. They really were. But all of a sudden, they've kind of fallen off the map a little bit. Kansas. What do you think? Is this their run? Is this their year? Could they be a team to really be reckoned with for March Madness when they do get all their guys back from all the suspensions from that ugly brawl that took place earlier in the year? Do you believe in Baylor? I mean, they're really good defensively. They've always been pretty good defensively, but they're really good defensively. And now they kind of have like a scoring punch. Jared Butler, that kid can play, man. Really good guard for Baylor. They're good. There's something about them I like. Gonzaga, I mean, they're always right there. But if there's a year in college basketball to me, more so than any, where you could see a Dayton come through, like a Florida State maybe come through, a Seton Hall maybe come through, a Penn State, Colorado, obviously I'm pushing it a little bit and stretching, but you get my point, man. Number one and number two, you didn't hear Duke, you didn't hear Kentucky, you definitely didn't hear North Carolina. Like, what in the hell is going on with North Carolina and Roy Williams this year, man? That's really, really disappointing for him. And obviously, he's one of those guys, wears his emotions on his sleeve, and we've heard him all season long. All right. I gotta take a little pause for the cause. I'm gonna do that. I'll come back. I'll continue going through the sports world, man. We got golf to get through. We got some NFL to get through. We got some baseball to get through. Keep it close, man. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
His game just exploded. We haven't seen his ability to drive it. I know he can do that.
Kentucky is 2-0 on the young season as Diallo.
Oh, oh, you can't teach that.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog die? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got four free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back in, everybody. Let's talk about the wide world of sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. Follow me there. It's Dorf on Sports on all the social media stuff. Facebook, Instagram, you name it, man. Check it out, Dorf on Sports. All right, so speaking of Dorf on Sports, you can always check out local show in Phoenix, Arizona, pulseradio.fm, 9 to 11 a.m. is when the Dorf Man is on. That's obviously Arizona time. So got to adjust your clocks, because sometimes, man, I'm so confused with what the rest of the country is like or the rest of the world is like as far as time goes, because we never change here. Maybe that's why it's so slow here in Arizona. Anyways, let's not make this all about Arizona, Dorf Man. Let's make this about the sports world, which, by the way, is absolutely freaking amazing right now. Just real quickly, for any of you people that just can't get enough, and you have to, like, check out the XFL. Here's some of your scores there, too. New York put up a bagel, baby. No points at all. D.C. just rolled them 27-0. Seattle beats Tampa Bay 17-9. And then L.A. goes down to Dallas 25-18. Houston 28-24 over St. Louis. So a couple good games, and then that terrible game with New York. But I can't get into it, man. Sorry. I just, something about it, I can't get into it. Just doesn't do much for me. All right. That's all I got to say about the XFL. Let's move on to Major League Baseball, which I think is really, really gotta have a strong year, man. I'm sorry, but the taste in people's mouth right now, and not only people's mouth, like fans, I mean, Major League Baseball players right now, they're not happy, man. Sorry, they're not happy. Gotta tell you. They're pissed. They're pissed at the Astros. And rightfully so, man. Like, Jim Crane, dude, that was one of the worst. That was one of the absolute worst, like, comments that dude could have ever made. I'm gonna preface it, obviously, but in a nutshell, he was basically saying that the fact that they were cheating really didn't help determine the outcome. Really? When you know what's coming at you, I don't know, man. I don't know. You can try to sell it. I don't think many people are going to buy it, though. So I really think Major League Baseball has to have a really strong year. Like, no joke. Got to come back with a vengeance. If I'm the Dodgers, I want to get to the World Series again, man. And obviously they do everything in their power to help themselves. They always have an unbelievable team, and with the deal they made, it only makes them better. Of course, we all know that. But honestly, wow. Like, I really think Major League Baseball has to have a great year. Hope my man Yelich comes back strong. You know, I mean, guy would have maybe been back-to-back MVPs if he didn't get hurt. So I hope he comes back strong. I hope that the National League Central is just as interesting as it has been over the past few years, where those guys are playing musical chairs when it comes to who's leading the division at times. I think that would be pretty cool. I think that'd be pretty nice. So yeah, I'm excited for Major League Baseball, because I really think they've got to step up, man. They got to step up. They got to have a strong year. Sorry, but that's the Dorfman's take on Major League Baseball right now, because you can't tell me that people aren't just like really, really disappointed and upset about the Houston Astros and the sign stealing scandal. Like, that's cheating, man. I'm sorry. Any way you want to slice it, that's cheating. So I do wonder if teams are going to try to retaliate a little bit against those guys. I'll be really interested to see how it all plays out. Will Houston have a good year? Time will tell. Time will tell. Can the Boston Red Sox be a little bit better? Will the Nationals do what they did again? Probably not, man. That was so fun. And quite frankly, it all started at the hands of my Milwaukee Brewers with that terrible play in the outfield, man. Like, hopefully they can rebound from that. And then the magic just kept rolling for the Nationals. Obviously some guys have left them, and it's going to be interesting to see. But I do feel like once you've gotten to that point where you've absolutely exceeded your own expectations of what you can do as an athlete and a baseball player in this instance, and then all of a sudden you just kind of have this pedigree about you and your team and you're going to be there. Like, no matter what, you're going to be there. That's kind of how I feel about this Milwaukee Brewer brunch right now. It's kind of how I feel about the LA Dodger bunch right now, to be honest with you. It's definitely how I feel about the New York Yankee bunch right now. I think those teams are extremely strong for a good reason. Like, they're good baseball teams, but they've also been getting to a certain point for the past few years. And in the Yankees' case, is for their entire frickin' history of their organization. So you have this thing about you that it's inexplicable, but it's going to be something that helps you get over the hump where somebody a little less fortunate than you is unable to make that final step and that final push that you do. So I'll be really, really interested on Major League Baseball and how things play out. Tiger Woods, man, what's going on with him right now? Dude played extremely terrible over the weekend. We know Augusta is looking here in the near future. Lurking, I should say, not looking. I don't know what the heck that word is, but lurking here in the near future is Augusta National. We know that. The Masters. Where, you know, Tiger shocked the world a year ago. Mesmerized us all once again, right? 44 or something like that now. One more year, a little more mileage. Really, really up and down. Rory's tough right now. Dude's playing fantastic golf. Really playing well. That's what I love about the golf world is like, you can't sleep, man. You can't sleep on these guys. You just can't sleep on them. You don't know who, is going to be coming for you. You know, Brooks Koepka, that's your number two player in the world. Dude's amazing. That guy should be feared every weekend. Rory back on top of the world, like I said, if you didn't catch that. I mean, as bad as Tiger can be at times, still a top 10 player in the world. Number 8 in the world. John Rahm. That guy, you know, he's like the only guy. It's crazy when you look at the top players in the world right now as far as golf goes, it's jam-packed with Americans. Number 1 and number 3 are not Americans, but 7 of your top 10 guys are American. Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Cantlay, Webb Simpson, Tiger Woods, Xander. So USA Golf is in great shape right now. And then, you know, close behind Tony Finau and Patrick Reed. So USA Golf is extremely strong. Extremely strong. All right, real quickly, I got to touch on some NFL stuff before I have to take another break here. I've been on this train a little bit because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't know what the hell the Dallas Cowboys are thinking at all with thinking about the possibility of moving on from Dak Prescott and bringing in a guy like Tom Brady. You're going to have to get a new quarterback then, and you have a guy that you could keep for a decade. And he's one of the best 5 quarterbacks in the league statistically from what he did last season. Pay the freaking guy, man. Pay the freaking guy. I'm so tired of listening to people all over the world, all over social media, talking about people getting paid and how much money people are making and counting people's money. Dude, these people have a skill that somebody's worth, that somebody is willing to pay them what the market says they're worth. Whether you think they're doing great things for the world or not, I get it. I totally get it. I understand it. But I hate when people count people's money. I hate when people say this guy's overpaid or that guy's overpaid or this, that, and the other. Nobody's overpaid if somebody's willing to give them that much money. So get that stupid thought out of your heads. That's something that you have a problem with. That's something that you can't digest because you know what? You're freaking jealous, man. That's the way I see it. You're freaking jealous about somebody else's accomplishments. Don't hate, congratulate. Don't hate, congratulate. Yep, that's what I said. So ultimately, I think that the Dallas Cowboys are insane. I think that they should pay this guy and never look back, never think twice about it. Dead serious about it too. Miles Garrett, I'm disappointed with the NFL for what they did and how they handled that situation. You needed to make a bigger statement and keep this guy out. Maybe all of next year too. I know what you did. It was the off season. You thought you could sneak one by people. Maybe it'll go under the radar, unnoticed a little bit. I get it. But you didn't fool the dwarf, man. Philip Rivers saying goodbye in Charger land. Some are going to miss him. Some aren't going to miss him. Some think he wasted a lot of time and a lot of years, a lot of great numbers and none of the results. We all get it. Panthers, what are you going to do with Cam Newton? Lots of questions in the NFL, man. That's what I love about the offseason. All right, I know I got to take a pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'll come back, wrap it up Dorfman style right here on the Weekend Recap on Sports Overnight America.
What's your rush, dog, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat? We make a man out of him.
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
This is Sports Overnight America.
I'm Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Woods. Whee!
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorr.
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
That's right. You better apologize because you broke the rules and a whole heck of a lot more. You cheated, man. You freaking cheated. Anyways, welcome back in. Andy Dorf, it is the Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. You can always follow me on the social media stuff at Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always check out the show, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Arizona time, pulseradio.fm. And then obviously you can check out the morning show, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. always, Sunday morning, Pacific Standard Time, anywhere in the world. I don't know what time that would be for you, but it is Pacific Standard Time for me, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. always, Sunday mornings. All right, as always, I'll leave you with a parting shot, and today will be no different, people. NBA basketball, I'll tell you what, the weekend was great. And after everything said and done, the only disappointment was obviously what happened with the judges and how they handled the slam dunk contest. But Buddy Hield went down to the buzzer with Devin Booker in the three-point shootout. The skills contest was fun, and that's pretty cool how that all worked out. The U.S. and the world game was great, and obviously the final was fantastic with how the All-Star game itself finished out. 157, 155, new format, and the biggest star of them all? Kawhi Leonard winning the Kobe Bryant MVP award, man. First one, pretty cool stuff. I loved it, man. It was great. Obviously, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So, like I always say, man, too much to talk about, never enough time to get it all in. For Scott, I would be Andy Dorf. You've been hanging out with me on the Weekend Recap. And as always, it's Sports Overnight America.
Now down to four on the shot clock. Kawhi, nice sidestep three. Rack it up. Buck it and book it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.